Hey guys, if you want to pay us a dollar, I'll cut you a dollar.
You gotta be quicker than that,
Bobby.
But Dad.
Bobby, you better catch this fucking dollar or else I'll slap you.
But Dad, I'm watching Panty and Stocking.
What is this degenerate show? Bobby, I told you you could only watch Naruto because they got the funny ninjas.
Hank, you know that show isn't good.
Peggy, I told you I'm going to be the next Hokage.
Yeah, and I told you I'm going to be Queen of the Pirates.
Nobody cares about One Piece.
I always told you that One Piece was better.
Hey, it's me, Boomer. I love my Dragon Ball Z. You know, Dragon Ball Z, my favorite genre.
Boomhauer? Stop. Get some help.
Eat me, Dale. Pocket sand.
Dale, no!
Huh?
Bobby.
That's spoiler territory.
Not the sand. It's coarse and gets everywhere.
Dale, I like Avatar.
I'm Bobby's real dad.
What?
And he's the one who thinks that Avatar is an anime. Wow.
Avatar is not an anime. It was animated,
and I like Steven it. Universe is an anime.
SpongeBob is now an anime.
It's me, your neighbor.
Hey, you know, neighbor, you know.
You don't remember his name.
I can't believe it. I'm going home.
But wait, you're the utmost authority when it comes to anime. You know what anime is.
I'm from Vietnam. I'm pretty sure they're from Vietnam. Maybe. Let me check.
I don't remember.
Hey
guys,
why do you always why?
Because it's just always funny to me.
It's
because
not.
You always are like, wait, oh no, don't do this to me.
Joke's on you. And I have the final editing, so I could start it now.
Yeah, well, let's wait for Pino's microphone.
Yeah, let's wait for Pino to stop having a fucking seizure.
Wait, is it? It's on a different thing.
Pino, because your cock's in a different hole doesn't mean you're not fucking.
That's not nice.
Doubt. Chuck, you should write that down. That was poetic.
You guys bully me.
You need to write it down, frame it, and also tweet it.
You guys are treating me like Brief.
No.
Treat you like never. What?
Brief.
Like Brief?
Somebody draw that.
Hey, guys.
Actually, I should draw that.
I'm Garblex. I'm the one sitting in the bathroom. Taking up all the room while everyone else is trying to get in. And then there's
Wait,
Chuck.
Where?
Who's outside knocking, trying to get in.
Hey.
No.
Hey.
And then there's Pino, who's going to finish what he was saying just a second ago.
I'm not trying to get into this tub. I'm actually trying to leave this room.
Hey.
This is the Funky Anime Podcast.
Why is this door locked?
Hey.
I'm just going to keep my eyes closed.
Hey, I need to use the bathroom.
Why am I in the bathroom?
Let me introduce the show first.
Are you pulling while I'm trying to push?
I'm trying to eat.
I'm sorry, audience, because Pino's microphone is really freaking out, and I don't think I'm going to be able to fix that.
I could restart my computer.
Hey, could I get in?
It's probably your microphone. It's probably the hardware.
Hey, could I get in?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Just come in with me.
No, that's gross.
Aim between my legs.
No!
Will that show up on the recording?
Yes, it absolutely will.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it's okay. So weird. Introduce us now.
I just did. That was
no.
Us.
I just wanted to get into the bathroom.
Oh, okay. All right. So we watched Penny and Stocking. Why did that make you laugh?
No, it's just funny. But we're the three Weebros, by the way. You don't know.
That's us.
No, we're not.
This is the Funky
Anime
Podcast.
We're doing the Funky Anime Podcast.
Guys.
Email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or contact@funkyanimepodcast.com.
Also, we got a Patreon. It's kind of new. Not really at this point. It's like a month old.
Yeah.
But go to it. It's patreon.com/threeweebros. No spaces.
It's pretty gamer. What'd you say, Ben?
You don't have to go to it.
You do to go to it. You're allowed. You're legally obligated to go.
You know, don't have to. Don't.
Go to it.
Don't think that's gonna hurt my pride.
It's gonna hurt my say in pride if you don't go to our podcast.
I can't believe this.
But regardless, to talk about the show for once.
Nobody wants to.
I certainly don't.
I don't care.
I don't. So
I'm quitting the podcast.
This is record time. This is the last episode of the podcast.
All of them are. So had you guys seen the show? Like,
no.
Was this your first exposure to it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the dealio? What's the story?
I was disappointed.
Were you asking first? No, wait a second. You didn't even talk about your background. I didn't get answered about the background.
Yeah, because Chuck started saying something first, and I was going to go
to you next. Chuck, go first.
Yeah, shut up, Pino. I love you. I've heard about it from Gar before, and that's about it. And I knew it was Gainax, and I was like, okay, I guess. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's going to be a recurring theme. Anyway, so Pino, what about you?
Yeah, I've never seen anything related to this show.
Really?
But I was surfing around the interwebs.
Oh no!
And I actually stumbled across the ending scene, the real ending scene of episode 13 after the credits roll. That's the only thing I was exposed to, and I was thinking that was going to show up eventually in the show, and it did.
To
my surprise, it was
end.
At the end. Yeah, and I was like, wow, I guess I did know about this show.
Wow.
A long time ago.
Perhaps
in
the
Mexico.
Real show were the friends you made along the way.
Shut. Where's my pistol?
Where's my super suit?
Where is my super suit?
Where is my stocking?
He puts it
can't
on
believe
just
that
so
was
he can
Samuel
take
L. Jackson.
It
yeah, Samuel L. Jackson was in this anime.
Was he?
No, he was frozen in The Incredibles.
Yeah. He just Guys, is incredible.
It was...
Do you know he's like 70 years old?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Man. Sam Jackson aged like gracefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they say.
But Samuel L. Jackson was actually an Afro Samurai, which is an anime. So we'll maybe watch that eventually. But anyway, continue.
So, yeah. This is done, as Chuck mentioned before, by Gainax, but I'm sure that he will be quick to tell you that Penny and Stocking with Garter Belt was made after Gurren Lagann, which means that was around the same time that most of the people who worked at Gainax moved over to Studio Trigger, who've done one of my favorites, Kill la Kill, very recently, Darling in the Franxx. So on and so forth.
Yuck.
So, yeah, I haven't seen Darling, but it's...
It's not... It's a trigger anime for sure, but like it's also just.
Oh, you mean you is it a trigger people? Is that what you
no,
mean?
No, they go into space at the end. That's a trigger anime. Bro.
Yeah. Sonic Adventure, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Same difference.
Well, that's cool.
Shout outs.
I sure don't care.
Shout outs to Triple Q.
But yeah, Gainax has done a lot of good stuff. You know, Fooly Cooly, Evangelion,
I'm gonna say this quote again.
Gurren Lagann, you know. All the good ones. And then, Penny and Stocking, I guess. But, you know. They also did. They did
that sounds like you don't like it very much, Chuck.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's just, we're
spoilers.
Just gonna have to deal with that. Oh, dude,
we'll
spoilers.
Find out after the break.
Welcome back to the podcast.
So we had some.
Closed captioning provided by.
We have some, good voice talent in this show.
know you.
Some really good voice.
Wait,
talent.
How did you find about the show, Garb? You didn't tell us. Your
I don't remember. So I just was talking about
excellent. Next
question. Keep moving.
But had a bunch of voice talent. Chris Sabat was in this.
Well, you're talking about the English voice talents.
Yes, of course.
Which we've all watched. Yes.
I'll have to look at the Japanese voice acting because I know nothing about it because I've only watched the show dubbed.
I watched a little bit of the Japanese. It wasn't great.
No,
well,
it's
for a native English speaker, mm-hmm. it's not ideal.
It wasn't great. I couldn't understand anything.
There's a reason it's called localization.
Get all those Japanese letters off of me.
God, fucking Bobobo.
They're entering my ears.
Fucking Bobobo had the best dub. God. This is close because it has talented people such as Chris Sabat, you know, who's a big guy over at Funimation. You know him as Vegeta, Piccolo, Yamcha, so on and so forth.
But what about Vegeta?
Vegeta. And let's see.
Vegeta.
And then we've got Monica Ryle. I don't know how to pronounce that. Who also has worked on
you
Dragon
just
Ball.
Pronounced it.
You did it great.
Oh, okay, cool. I got lucky. And then there's Jamie Marchi, who that's the same name as my cat, and also at Funimation. So, you know, I wonder who produced this dub. Perhaps it was Funimation. Can't
Maybe.
Say for sure.
I don't know.
But
you forget that Joel McDonald was also in this.
Ian Sinclair
in this anime. What he
yep.
was.
Ian Sinclair was Chuck.
I didn't hear his voice.
Chuck!
What? He was
Chuck!
Guys, if we ever get an anime, I want Ian Sinclair to be my Japanese voice actor.
Is your Japanese voice actor?
Yes.
Who voices you in English?
Me.
Ah, of course.
It's a pretty stupid question, honestly.
I can't believe you guys missed the fact that I mentioned Joel McDonald.
I know.
Because he was...
I hate to tell
he
you.
He was Jacuzzi.
We missed it because your mic was freaking out and it was impossible to understand you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thanks for breaking my immersion.
But what did
I can't
you
wait
say?
To give my thoughts on the episode and it only sounding like
there's nothing I can
Dude,
do
I
about it.
Dude, I love scat.
I'm going to type it out.
The only way we can get Pino a new microphone to fix that problem is to
if you
join
send us
Patreon.
Your credit card information.
The three digits on the back of your card.
Please. Join our Patreon so we can get Pino.
So we can actually get Pino a new mic, and then also, and then we can also get to pay for the podcast. So it's not.
Yeah, we get a room.
Yeah,
we get a recording studio. Yeah. We all drive up to Michigan.
To Michigan,
all
of
us.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and
every week
it was snowing this time around. So you know it wasn't too hot.
Well,
it was kind of
cold. Why'd you get arrested again?
I was jaywalking.
You know you're not supposed to do that. Those Michigan cops will really get you on those.
I can't spell.
Well, that doesn't mean anything if you're walking across
the
street.
Well, he can't read the signs.
He doesn't need to read. There's lines on the ground.
Yeah, but there's pictures.
Yeah, I can't read
words.
Lines.
He can't read lines.
No one tells me my script anymore.
Sorry, I didn't send you the script for this episode.
I'm not upset.
Are you upset?
I'm upset.
Okay.
Guys, Chuck.
Huh?
How did you like the background?
Just smooth
transition. Those are real like nice, like, you know, no one could tell what you were trying to go for. They were okay. Like I like the stylized approach of the show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's more akin to late 90s cartoons, I'd say. Like, closer to Dexter's Laboratory or Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, is that in a non-meme way, I wanted to bring up that the backgrounds reminded me specifically of Powerpuff Girls.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, because it's a lot of the thicker lines, more angular sort of buildings, along with just the overall animation style, I can see that they were kind of going for that. Mm-hmm. Kind of to parody those sorts of shows to
just make
a point
it adult.
Where it's like
Conker's Bad Fur Day. This is the Conker's Bad Fur Day of anime.
But the difference is that Conker's is actually a good game.
Yeah.
The city of Dottenville.
The city
well,
of
there's Townsville. The mayor. Hello, Miss Sarabella.
I hello. Am the hello, great mayor. And mighty corset.
That's hilarious, because there was a mighty poop in the first episode.
Wow! What?
It's literally...
Oh, yeah, the first episode was a poop.
I was thinking about the first episode of the podcast, and I'm like, I can't remember that far back.
It is.
That was JoJo.
No, I know. I'm like, ding, ding, JoJo.
Oh, well, Dio was a poop man. He was a poopy man.
Wait a second.
He was a real stinker.
He smells bad.
He tried to poison my dad.
Yeah, but the animation, I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I know they were going for that sort of stuff, but also I'm like... I've seen Gainax do a billion better things than this, and I feel like if just given a couple more frames of animation here or there, it can really help.
Mm-hmm.
I get that they're going for the style, the kind of cheaper, but that doesn't mean that they should
not put
legitimately
effort. Look at
not put it, like I'm not saying that they didn't put effort into it. I'm sure there's a bunch of people that put a lot of time and love into this, and there are like some portions where I can see.
Mm-hmm. For
that
sure.
There was a lot of effort. But also, just fucking add a couple more frames of animation every once in a while. Just like, please.
Something.
Just give me a trans. Give me a smear frame. Just give me one
give
smear
me,
frame.
Give me a level of Pocahontas in my anime.
So, something I want to bring up is...
Wait, I didn't even give my thoughts.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to stop Chuck because I was going to... Say it, Plano. Go ahead.
I don't remember anymore.
I was letting you go ahead because I had also forgotten.
Okay, I'll go then. Alright, contrary to what my... Wait, hold up.
Yeah?
Contrary to what my constituent on my left said, I actually, you know, at the start, I didn't like the whole heavy kind of cartoonish look, but you know, after a while, it started growing on me a lot,
well,
and I was like, yeah,
look at
those square hands.
Well, I'm not saying that I don't like the style. I'm just saying that if they added a little bit more animation every once in a while, it would really
like
benefit
Nichijou,
to the show.
Where
like even like
they
I've
could use the animation
continue,
in Nichijou to add to the joke. Part of it. Part of what makes it funny is that it's so well executed, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's Joe.
You know, but continue. That was all I had to say.
Well, like
oh, hold on. I'm not finished yet.
We're conversing.
To your response.
We're conversing.
Oh, okay, sure.
I was,
okay,
when I'm talking about animation, like, I'm, like, right now, I'm actually looking at a segment of Dexter's Laboratory. And, like, there's still...
Where their feet just move?
But like
Dexter's
but
feet
like
just move on the ground, sliding.
The thing is, with Dexter's Laboratory, there's still enough animation to still give a lot of weight to a lot of the movements. With Panty and Stocking, it's very much a pose-to-pose kind
bag.
Of composition. No in-between.
Yeah.
So JoJo.
No, not... not that.
There's
not,
a lot
not,
of posing in JoJo.
Not that kind of posing. I mean animation posing. Okay, well... Well,
check a mental.
Well, I guys, no one does. but yeah, I don't. It's
Pepperidge Farm. Remember,
they just need like a little bit more animation to give that like full feel. But you know, whatever. It's a gripe.
Yeah,
but it's a gripe.
I think it's valid.
I
it's a valid complaint.
A good amount.
What were you saying, Ben?
I think they had a good amount. Like again, they're going for that style, so I didn't expect to go into this being like, give me those legs, give me those gunshots, give me everything. I was like, okay, I'm basically just watching a show on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim.
But the thing is, like, there's shows with better animation that can still give.
Certainly.
I feel that I'm not saying, once again, that the style is bad. But there still needs to be a level of competency, especially put forward by Gainax, one of the like industry's like most historic production companies. Like,
I thought you were gonna say most Hispanic.
No, they're not. They're Japanese.
Sorry, it just sounded like you were going to say the most Hispanic. And
no,
it's like wait a minute.
No, but that it's like one of the most historic that they can do
for sure.
So much. with animation. Like, we've seen mm-hmm. it, we saw it a couple weeks ago with, well, not a couple, a couple episodes ago with Gurren Lagann. And they can do a whole lot with it. And I just feel like they didn't use all the resources that were probably open to them to get this show out. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just...
What do you mean? They used a lot more resources. They had that exploding bit with every villain. They had practical things.
I will say that I do love when they change styles. That I'm always a sucker for that. For like having the explosion bits monster / garter belt. Spoilers. Very good. The South Park one was a little bit weird, but I still liked it.
I was dying.
It was pretty good. The Neo Tokyo animation with the old man, I really enjoyed that. And I think those are the only three that really stand out to me.
Yeah.
But they were good regardless. I do, especially with the Tokyo one, where it's very much seems to be a self-contained like bit for most of it, and you can see a lot of the Gainax touch with that, especially with some of the angles and the shapes that they do. It's very good, but you know,
and the characters are almost—they're kind of ugly intentionally, to make you sympathize with them a little more. And
at least they don't look like chipmunks.
It's very, very good.
Kaneda,
Tetsuo,
my teeth—they're falling out.
Wow,
I'm squishing her.
I'm squishing. I feel her life.
But okay. Anything else to talk about there? In the presentation?
There was one episode in particular that was actually real smooth, even though they had that weird kind of like... Yeah, it had the cartoonish aspect to it. I don't remember what it... I think it was the one that where they were... I think it was the one where they were in the room or prior to the one where they were just like room.
When they were into the room, there was some pretty good animation. Like if...
Yeah, it felt smooth.
Well, because they didn't have to really...
Focus on anything else.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't have to focus on... whatchamacallit. They didn't have to focus a lot on...
That was the great noise.
Yeah, thank you. Use that for your soundboards, but they didn't have to focus on backgrounds and moving shots and everything like that, so they could very much focus just on the characters and their interactions, so there was...
Right.
I did actually really like that episode. That was a good one.
Yeah, there was some sprinkles of very high quality in there, but that's just kind of the topping. It's not the main course, you know.
I expect a little bit more than sprinkles when it comes to animation. Yeah,
especially from Gainax, who, whenever you've got that reputation, you know,
you gotta uphold it. Like it's a curse, really, to have that, that level of respect from the community, and you better not screw it up.
Yeah, I don't know any company that does that. Toei.
Well, Toei was never. The movies are good.
Of course, the movies are good.
There's a reason why they're the richest animation.
They're like the Illumination for anime.
Yeah.
Like the Illumination thing, because they just make it cheap and appeal to a wide audience. Yep.
And they sure keep trucking, don't they?
And they sure keep making movies about pets.
Secret Life of Pets, yeah.
To sponsor us, Illumination, please.
I can be the Hispanic, what's his name? Kevin Hart.
He's not even Hispanic!
I said I can be the Hispanic Kevin Hart.
I thought you said I could be Hispanic Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I could be the.
Okay, I see. Anyway, we can continue. Right. Sorry for going on a tangent.
Can't believe you made fun of me.
Pino, I'm going to make fun of you for being a banana.
A banana?
Oh no, I'm falling.
Oh, I'm gonna slip on you.
I have no limbs to carry myself. I'm still. You haven't even been eaten yet.
This is a bad episode.
So, how about that OP?
What OP?
Yeah, I agree.
I enjoyed it.
It did not impress me. I'm not a fan of the song. I thought it was weak, presentation wise. But Chuck, please give us your full, unfiltered analysis.
So
give us that documentary.
Yeah, guys, if you want to have a series of just me talking about OPs, join our Patreon. But I feel that the Panty and Stocking opening actually plays off the show very well. And it has a lot of moving parts that it's a very visually dense opening that it keeps throwing things at you. Yeah.
Everything it's very stylish.
Yes, it's very stylized. There might not be as many things moving all at once, but it still has the flavor of Penny and Stocking. Yeah. It's the show distilled into this opening, and there's only a little bit of animation here and there, but I still very enjoy it because it's the show. It encapsulates what this show is, in a short 30 seconds. Once again, playing off the like Western animation kind of style, because openings over here, theme songs are only 30 seconds. So I'm very glad that if they kept this up for like a minute and a half, like most anime openings,
it would have gotten.
I would have docked it for sure. But because it's this short, I think it has its merits and those outshine its flaws.
All right, like, is a very... Mm-hmm. You've changed my mind.
Yeah,
that's a lot of words I didn't understand, but I agree.
There's just, like, enough there that it gives you what you need to know about the show while still being very short. And that's great for what the show is trying to do. So,
which is, that and is just good as an opening.
Yes, good as an opening, and I like the song. I don't know why you're not a huge fan.
I'm not
fan.
Crazy about it. It's just them shouting the same thing the whole time.
Well, that was Bobobo, too, for half the song.
Yeah, but Bobobo just... Bobobo.
Guys, when I are love we going to watch more man. Bobobo?
Dude.
Welcome to the Bocast.
Guys, we can never buy Jump Force because it didn't have Bobobo in it.
I can never buy Jump Force because it's a bad game. Bandai Namco, if you want to sponsor us, it's a good game.
Bandai Namco, if you want to sponsor us, it's still not a good game.
Yikes, Chief. Smash is a good game, though.
I'm sorry.
You made that.
Yeah, Sakurai actually knows how to direct a team.
Fighters was good, too. I love Fighters. Anyway, let's go the ED.
No one asked me.
ED.
Pino, how do you like the opening?
Pino, you just gotta jump in. You gotta assert yourself.
Pino,
you mean I gotta jump right?
You just gotta go.
Oh. All right, let's jump right in. I agree.
Yeah.
It was short. It was like 30 seconds about.
Yeah,
it's 30 seconds flat. Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with most of what you said. There was a couple times I skipped it. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I skipped it.
Catchy. It's not like I'm gonna tap my foot to it. But it was there.
I skipped it about half the time.
It told me, hey, it's time to put your phone down and pay attention.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the song. I don't know why. I think it's because it's so short that it didn't get old for me.
It kind of reminds me. You guys remember there was this Cartoon Network show called, Hi Hi Puffy Amiyumi?
Yes! Hi Hi Puffy Amiyumi? Yo!
It kind of reminded me of that. So it was, that show was about like two Japanese pop stars at the time, I think, who got so big they got a cartoon show and brought it over here.
Okay.
Yeah, for some reason.
That's about it.
Yeah, and
everybody lewds them up.
And, interesting. I haven't thought about Hi Hi Puffy Amiyumi.
See, this is what you get with the old Pino.
Well, like, me too, though. Like, God, man, that's actually a really fun opening. I like that, too. But
yeah, we'll watch that anime eventually.
I guess, technically.
I don't know. Just because they're Japanese, that's racist. Dude.
Okay.
Are we ready to move on to the ED?
No.
No.
No? Well, then continue.
Hi Hi Puffy Amiyumi is an animated show. Okay, you can continue, sorry.
All right, so
Hi Puffy Amiyumi is an animated show.
It's pretty good. I like the song a whole lot. It's, I love it.
Oh, the ending's very catchy. I like it. It was relaxing. Yeah.
You know, it was just, I can't explain it. I don't know what it is, but the instrumentation is just a little weird. And it just makes me so happy. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I like the little funny pictures at the end.
Dude, it reminds me of very cute. See, a frog in a car.
Dude, he's driving. He's got to go to work.
With the wind going through his hair.
Yeah.
Do you want to save?
Yeah. Hey, you want to save? No, I liked it. It's not. It's not in your face like a lot of endings, which I like. very like, especially after a craziness of an episode, you're like, yeah, I can just chill out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Listen to these characters nod their heads back and forth. Mm-hmm. And like, it's, again, I can say that this ending has enough animation that I will give it a pass. It's not, you know, it's not fair. A fully animated ending, but it still has like some characterization to it. That's one of the main things mm-hmm. that I look for yeah. is to show these characters just like in the spirit of the show.
Yeah.
In the ending. And I feel like that Gainax did this one pretty well.
I agree.
And the song's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like
cast.
I like where they tip their halos at the end.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the whole theming of the angel thing and the demons and the ghosts. It's all very fun. You know,
I'm a spirit.
They establish
I'm a Harlem Globetrotter.
They establish quite a bit of a world.
You don't believe me?
I'm a general.
All I think of
I'm a jelly.
I'm a jelly jingler.
You can continue.
I was just saying that I just like the setting and how they started to establish a bit of a world. There were rules for certain things, like the ghosts get blown up, but there's certain, you know, the undead don't because they're different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They set some stuff up, and if it would have ever been continued,
then maybe Gainax was bad.
Yeah, but Gainax was bad. Maybe it just didn't do well enough. I don't actually know.
Probably not, to be fair.
But
from like, what I was reading around the interwebs myself, they said at launch it didn't do too well, but it got very popular once it was dubbed.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, I can see how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Well,
time to watch anime.
It's me, Luigi.
Yahoo, Luigi.
Mario, it's the Mushroom Kingdom.
Mario, it is I.
Yeah, but it's... I don't know. Panty and Stocking is a weird thing, especially when you think about Gainax as a company, yeah, you know?
It's not traditional.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, the thing is, whatchamacallit? Director for this anime... Hiroyuki
you're good there.
Imaishi. He
bless you.
He was his like directing like first time he directed anything was actually Gurren Lagann. So
okay.
And then afterwards he did Panty and Stocking. But actually I lied to you. Panty and Stocking happened right before Studio Trigger was made. It was one of the last anime before
the merger.
The split. I know I lied to you, but
okay.
I can't believe he was actually here for the information. I can't believe you.
The Funky but, Informational Podcast. FIP.
The FIP.
Imaishi actually was one of the people who branched off, and he actually directed Kill la Kill. So,
No wonder I like this
learned
show.
A thing or two. Huh?
He's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Delicious. Also a key animator in
a pianimator.
No, a key animator in Evangelion and Fooly Cooly. So,
he's a veteran.
He's important. And he did like Space Patrol. I love that. Well, that's a real good one. We're gonna watch that.
Not everything you make is gonna be your magnum opus.
I'm not saying that, but out of like he did it. He helped with Inferno Cop too. I love Inferno Cop. It's really stupid.
All right.
Anyway, we can continue. Sorry.
I had Windows decided. Oh, you haven't touched your mouse in a while, despite Audacity being open, and I had to timestamp some stuff. But
guys, Windows, please don't sponsor. I mean, sponsor. Guys.
Windows, hey, Bill.
Bill Gates. Swift here.
Bill Clinton, sponsor our podcast.
Bill,
I'll play your opening.
Can you explain why specifically you chose Bill Clinton? just then?
Well, because... What?
Let me counter.
Okay, go
Why
for
not?
It.
Why not?
Why not? Uh-huh.
Ask the best U.S. president to come in to a recording session. Just play that. Play that funky music, white. Play it.
Do you think we could get Bill Clinton to play a saxophone for us? Can I add Bill Clinton playing saxophone to season 3's opening?
Find him on LinkedIn.
Can I find him on LinkedIn?
Find him on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
anything's possible.
You never
I remember this kid. I think.
Got him.
Just gotta give him a little
what
like.
What the fuck's an anime?
Yeah, man, they watched Bobobo. That's my favorite. I love.
I like Dom Pat.
I like.
I kind of want to eat some jelly. Something looks like poop.
Hey, Hillary.
Get over
here.
You
got any jello left?
I'm trying to run for president. Bill, leave me alone.
Shut up, bitch.
What did you say to me, Bill? Nothing, sweetie.
Bino, I can't.
If this is your first time on the Funky Anime Podcast, I hope you're having a great, great old time.
That made me lightheaded. That was good. Wow, we just peaked, guys.
Yeah, this is the top. This is the top bit of season 2 thus far.
It's all down here from there.
Right, it's all down here from Hill.
It's King of the Hill.
What?
Doom-ba-doo-doo-doo.
Okay, let's continue. I've forgotten what we were talking about.
I forget.
We were actually between transitioning.
Oh, congratulations!
Congratulations for what?
Transitioning.
It's a big.
I know. It's a big. It's a big step in your life. So, what? No, you can continue. Sorry, that would have been.
Can you keep stalling?
No,
because I'm trying to.
We are doing plot now. Do plot.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying
do
to.
Do plot.
What do you? Stall. Okay.
Do the plot.
So you're
you can start
stalling.
Do the story.
Do,
I got it.
Do the plot,
okay.
Funny boy.
So the,
I'm
the
ready.
Plot. I'll start with the plot. Just
okay,
give
fine.
You a little
yeah,
jump
go
start.
For it.
We can bounce off each other.
Listen up, maggots. I'm gonna tell you the story of Penny and Stuck.
Thank you, Chris the Bot.
That's not.
Oh, I was letting you continue.
Oh yeah, it's about two angels that were kicked out of the heavenly realm known as God's land. Actually,
can you do it in your garter belt voice?
No, I cannot. Okay, fine. These elves were kicked out of heaven. And now they gotta make a bunch of coin in order to get back up there. You heard?
That's the word.
That's about it. I don't know what else to say.
That's pretty much it. They were kicked out of heaven. And garter belt's hanging around. Garter belt's been around since about the
dawn
beginning
of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, oh, man.
The world took a little harder.
They
really
built him up.
I love that episode of Gardebelt's backstory. It's so good.
That was probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I'll sign
your
autograph book.
Please.
Yeah.
Mr. Gardebelt, really, if you can write it to Chuck, I'd love it.
How come I have this sudden urge to punch you?
No, please. I'm not that Chuck.
That's okay.
I like that he was dressed up as Jimi Hendrix. Oh, there's all sorts of pop culture references.
Yes, oh, I love that.
There's so many. There's gorillas. Mm-hmm. I saw at one point.
Yes, that was my
Indiana Jones.
Okay, straight up, that the music video episode, legit my favorite. That was so
good. It was
good.
So good.
It was so visually interesting. Good. Great music. Had a lot of good theming in it. Like, it was great. It was so good. I love it.
It was so very like, it's exactly what it is, and that's the Japanese animators doing something based on the American style and kind of parodying it, but kind of also doing it better.
Yes. But like the,
you know,
yeah, the music video is so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And if this all kind of sounds like a big jumble when we jump from music video
because
to story
is.
Of Garter Belt, it's because basically each episode
matter.
Is a 15-minute segment. And so every segment is just an individual story, which sometimes has little callbacks in other episodes,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Mm-hmm. So it's
the
like,
only,
you know, It's like your classic cartoon shows like Dexter and like Fairly Odd Parents, where it's like, my attention span is only 15 minutes long.
I'm gonna bring back the sprinkling metaphor again.
Oh boy!
Because
are you a squid?
There's little they sprinkle in new characters. I'm not here a kid. And there. they introduce the little ginger boy whose name Brief.
Yeah. Funny, because it's underwear theme, just like everything else.
They bring in Scanty and knee socks. Eventually, that was good. They hint at the mayor, who's voiced by Frieza.
Frieza himself made sure to make an appearance.
It's perfect. He does the Frieza voice is exactly what the mayor should sound like. It's so good. And it once
too bad
again,
it's not the Japanese laugh. Son Goku.
Son Panty, son.
Panty sucking, son. Son Panty.
But, yeah, eventually everything kind of... They bring all the characters that they've brought on together for one big finale. Mm-hmm. And then, what happens at the very end? Gets away. Does she kill Panty? I don't remember.
I don't know. She dices her up, but before that, Brief fucks the planet, and then
it's pretty funny.
Then Panty and Panty of Stockings fight, and then a real ass person just steps on them, and then that's it. Just a real human being. It's kind of stupid. It is.
That's why I like it. Because listen. Okay.
That's what I like.
Not every single thing you put out is going to be your magnum opus.
I'm not saying that it is. I just expect a little bit more.
The goal of media is to be entertaining, and gosh darn it, this was entertaining.
Gosh darn it, only like two-thirds of it was... one-third of it was entertaining, and that was the last third.
Honestly, the last third is the best part.
Absolutely, because it's...
Without a doubt.
Because I feel like at that point, they already checked off all the boxes that they needed to do, and they were like, you know what, we can just go buck wild with it. And they did, and that was the best parts, because they did all the experimental stuff. Mm-hmm. Like Garter Belt's backstory, they did the music video, they did a little Chuck Time. It was all just a lot of extra stuff that like didn't really deal with the story as much, and I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was nice whenever they did build it up in the end and had a finale, a proper finale.
That's one thing that I can say Gainax, and I guess this producer as well, knows how to do better than anything is endings. And like finishing off an anime series.
Yep.
Because you can have the big spectacle, big fights, and you can tell during the last fight that like this is a Gainax produced thing. And like I'm not... Once again, not asking for everything to be like that. Just like a little bit more.
See, I'm trying to just manipulate you into thinking that the show was better than you thought initially.
Well, yes, because I enjoy doing this because I get to talk about this anime and
like
have a conversation about it. You know? It's like I want to know more and I want opinions.
We're just the red letter media of anime.
That's a real big claim, Chief. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, no. That was definitely me making fun of us.
Because we're real bad.
Hey, because Pino, how do you feel? Absolutely not that. Yeah, Pino.
Are you dead?
Pino,
what were we talking about?
Pino, are you playing One Piece again?
No, I got my quota.
Pino?
Yeah.
Were you playing Love Live?
I logged in to collect
my... Oh, shit, I forgot to log in.
You are... Hanamaru.
I need to log in. Hanamura. I think I forgot to do it yesterday.
That's fine.
Wow.
I'm going to cry.
And now I'm listening, but I didn't understand.
He didn't understand. Well, we are just saying that the last third was good, and it was experimental, and that was good.
Yeah.
Of the series?
Yes.
What do you mean? I enjoyed everything, though.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
I can't believe
your opinion doesn't matter.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinions.
Guys, I can't believe... I can't
and it
believe
has to be my opinion.
All of them are bad, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's like smelling someone else's butthole.
Wait a...
Hey, you... Everyone else's stinks, you know?
Mine stinks, too!
Yeah.
That doesn't mean...
That's the point of opinions. is that they all, everyone thinks everyone else's smells.
Some people like that smell and some people don't.
Yeah, you know? Especially dogs.
Wait, Pina, do you like smelling shit?
No, I just have a real sensitive nose, and that kind of kills me every day of my life.
It kills you?
Me too.
Yeah. I can smell things that you couldn't possibly
imagine. Have to, sometimes when I go into the bathroom, I have to put my shirt over my nose, otherwise I feel like I'm going to puke.
Ah, so there's a difference. I can smell a lot of things, so my tolerance to the such things is strange.
It's heightened.
Yeah, I'm just like, that smells bad. I'm just going to move away. no gag from me. I'm just like, yeah, that's it's not
good. That's a smell, all right.
That's a no from me, dog. I'm sorry.
I'm a man.
Can I tell a story real quick?
Sure.
It's smell related. There's certain people where I work where it's not even that they have a bad smell, but they have some sort of smell, and you can smell out where they've been.
Ah, yeah, so the lingering thing. Yeah. I know of the theory you talk about, yes?
I'm making sure I'm not crazy.
So, for example, if I lived inside that church that Panty and Stocking lived in, I would most likely smell Panty's room from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It back on topic, Pino. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you for breaking the immersion and just that was the joke, but it was also the reason we came back. Thank you. Come again.
Guys, we should go on about the characters. So yeah. There's not a whole lot, but, you know, you keep it,
let's
brief.
Start.
You know what
let's
they say.
Let's jump right into it.
Let's just jump right into it.
Now that you said brief, let's talk about brief.
Yeah, so he doesn't matter. Now there's Panty.
Ah.
Except in the very, very grand finale. But the whole joke in the first part is that Panty doesn't ever recognize him, even though she does. It's very good. He's a little ginger boy.
Nobody recognizes him.
And he thinks that Ghostbusters is real, and it turns out it is.
Yeah, but when something strange happened in your town,
who you
what
call?
You gonna do?
Panty and Stockers.
See, I try to keep it rhyming, but that was cool too.
Yeah, no, I don't have the brain capability to
I don't
think
either.
Of rhymes
I just,
on
it just flows. I'm a rapper.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
I know you're my
a idol. Candy rapper.
Candy rapper. So we have Panty. She's cool. Everyone likes her.
Does Chuck
she's blonde.
Like
she's horny. Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have any input, Chuck?
No. She's fine.
She's
a character.
Fine. She is a character.
She exists. She's a... She's
a good voice actress.
Yes. All the voice actors and voice actresses are very good in English. The sub, also good voice actors, just not my cup of tea. That's... Yeah. Like, I... Looking at like some of their accolades and whatnot, some of those voice actors have a pretty long running career in voice acting, and they're all very good. On
typically,
their own
typically when second. You look up the voice actors for the sub, they're all veterans most of the time,
I'm
with the exception
veteran.
Of like Kimono Friends
Please.
Too.
But
do you
know? Pino?
Do we? Is this another dub we all like?
Yeah, yeah. This is a very very well done one.
Dear. Oh my God. Almost dear Funimation, level. If you want me to dub a character, just let me know.
Yeah, me too, thanks.
No.
Don't ask me.
Pino's Hispanic. They don't want
Hispanics. Oh, they're located in Texas, I remember.
Oh, that's why they're building the wall.
Oh, man. We're building the wall.
It's ironically...
And the otakus are going to pay.
Yeah, oh, never. Oh, that was a better joke than mine. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Oh. At least
freaking
you're
weed.
And then we have Stocking, who's her sister, who's also kicked from heaven. She's a little, they call her Goth Lolly at one point, which I found very funny.
Well, that's the style.
Yeah. And she's
Gothic
got
Lolita.
Goliath. I can't believe it. It was there in front of us this whole time.
She's got a little kitten that reminds me of something that would come out of the Castlevania show. Ba-da-ba-ba. And then we have Gargabelt. Who is probably the best character.
The best character, absolutely. He's the most expressive.
He's the only one that you really see develop.
He's the only one that you care about.
Yeah.
He's still kind of creepy though.
Yeah, a little.
He's still every, really that's kind every of creepy. Part every, of what makes
every,
him good.
Every character is creepy in this show.
Yeah, they kind of. Yeah. They're. Yeah. I think there's every single one of them have committed some pedophilic act.
Yes.
So.
Well, not,
yes.
Or like some lewd act that's kind of risky.
Yeah, that's not legal.
I wouldn't say pedophilic. Like, I just say lewd.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is the little boy now? How old is Brief?
I'm not going to look it up. I would rather be ignorant and never know.
Let's ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what they say? Ignorance is bliss.
Yep, that's exactly what they say.
You know what they say? You know what they say?
Yo. That's what they say. Anyway, just below Garter Belt on the list of the best characters is Chuck, who you might also know from the Funky Anime Podcast.
That's me.
I can't believe that he was in the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Humble beginnings.
Wait. I'm gonna take a pause here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking up Brief online,
uh-huh.
And under trivia. Says his appearance is likely based on Lee Kanker, the eldest of the Kanker sisters from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
What the fuck?
Citation needed.
Citation needed.
God, if that's the case, good
can
lord.
Can that just be the subtitle of the podcast? Is citation needed? Can that just needed? Be?
Can we?
Can you put that on the business card?
Put Lee Kanker's head.
Guys, I'm gonna be at SmashCon 2019 handing out business
cards.
I'm
gonna be there too.
No, I'm gonna stick you in my trunk and lock it.
Oh no. I don't have anything else to say. You're bigger than me. So just you have the ability to do that, so all I can really say is, oh no.
Oh no. Yeah.
Can he touch his toes? I don't think so. I can just walk right through him.
Wait, walk right through what?
Through the London Bridge.
The London, through the London Bridge? It's coming, it's falling down, though. That's not safe.
Exactly. But I'm a Saiyan, and I can punch that.
You're Saiyan.
With one punch.
Or you're Saitama. So, ah, dude, One Punch Man getting its second season this year. Ooh, I'm excited.
Who's the other production company that's doing it? It's no longer, wasn't it being done by David? David Productions?
No, it wasn't being done by David.
Who's it done by?
It was Bones before.
Oh, yeah, Bones. Yeah, it was Bones.
And now it's like A1.
I think so, from what I remember.
Studio?
Guys, don't worry, I'm using the internet.
You see, the way that I have to sit to get good audio, it makes it really hard to Google things. So I can't just Google it on a whim.
And then you have Knee Sock and Scanty. Mm-hmm.
It's JC Staff.
JC Staff, there we go. I know there was a dash in between.
And the they maid did one.
They did
Golden Time.
Yeah.
Prison School.
I'm gonna have to put this mic a little low. Everybody's watching the Oscars. Shout outs to the Oscars.
Guys,
I'm dating this video.
Guys, someone's dating me.
Yeah.
This video.
Wow.
Oh.
Thank you, everyone. That's the peak of comedy. If you want better, you won't get it here.
Nice. But Knee Sock and Scanty, they are the pole. They're basically just panty and stocking. But
hey, Pino.
And they're red.
Yeah. You want me to tell you a secret?
Sure.
The rule 34 for Scanty and Knee Socks is much better than the ones for panty and stocking.
Why are you informing me of such sin?
Wait a second. We need to slow down here.
That's all I was going to comment on.
Hi, I'm Pino. You're probably wondering why I'm up in this situation right now. Well, it all started when I said yes to join a podcast.
That's
a record scratch.
That was a good record scratch.
Also a Scooby-Doo noise.
Raggy.
Raggy.
I wrote Randy and Rocky.
Raggy, let's get some Scooby snacks.
Oh, like I can't. I gotta finish this podcast.
Raggy, fuck the podcast.
No, but I want to talk about the characters, Scoob.
Raggy, no enrichments.
And I'm Scrappy.
God, get out of here, Scrappy.
Scrappy, get the fuck out.
But also, yeah, I can.
Yeah, I can.
Sorry, it took me a second. But Nisox and Scandi also have a pet that's like Chuck, but it's Fastener, and they both are zippers.
And at one point...
Are you telling me all their names are based on garments that are worn by females and or males?
Wow. There's even Fastener, who is... That's the name of
Michael Fastener.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Michael Fastener.
You know.
There's also Corset.
Yep, that's the mayor. I just know him as the mayor.
I'm the mayor.
Uh-huh. I thought you were Chuck.
No.
And wait, we're all forgetting the most important character.
Yeah.
A Mr. Tom Cruise.
Mr. Tom Cruise with two O's.
Oh, I didn't know there were two O's. That makes it even funnier. Well,
yeah, it's so copyright can't smite them.
Can't do that, yeah.
And also, it obviously isn't Tom Cruise because...
He doesn't have a tooth in the middle of his mouth.
He doesn't have the middle tooth, yeah.
I'm glad we were both going to bring that up.
God, I fucking hate...
He's a good actor. He's a good actor, yeah. Even though he's a but fucking the, nut.
Well, the
he's a nut. I'm a nut.
He's also She's the a nut. United Kingdom We're in nuts. Italia. Man, Italia's an anime, all right. Anyway, continue.
But let's see. There's
how you said, but
yeah.
That's and just like the humor you find here on the Funky Anime Podcast, it's the same kind of humor you're gonna find on the Panty and Stocking Animation.
Yeah,
except for it'll have better audio quality because Pino went like this.
Chuck. That's chuck, me right chuck, now. Chuck, that, just, no, just, that's you know me what? Right if, now. If all my audio is trash, just replace me chuck, with just chuck, me chuck. Saying chuck, 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 chuck. There you go. Now you got some bits. To
Thank you, Pino.
Cool.
Very cool.
All right. Very so cool. We don't have any other segments. This is the end now.
This is the last segment of the
video. I can't believe
that
this is the end.
This is the last bit.
Wake me up. When the podcast ends.
Hey, Pino, get up. The podcast ended.
What are you still doing?
What are you go home. Welcome to the 34th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the Part of the Podcast, where each contestant puts forward their choice, a best girl for the episode, and duke it out for the title of Best Girl. Yay! Today, our contestants, once again, are Pino Garb and myself with a special submission from the Patreon. So who are you each advocating for, fam?
Pino, go first.
Chuck, you go first. Wait, is this... Okay, fine. I hope I don't step on anybody's
toes. Don't worry.
Square toes. No, nobody's square toes right now, right?
I know who Chuck picked. You'll be fine.
All right.
Just go for it, Stinko.
The decision was very hard, and I'm going to make the song run playing. Out.
Damn it!
I pick Panty.
Okay, I pick... So, can I announce the Patreon pick real quick?
Patreon pick was actually Nisok, I believe.
It was Nisok, yes, Nisok. Because I was going to pick the other. I was going to pick Scanty.
You're Scanty?
So that's a two-on-one deal. You can fight for both of them. They're basically the same character. Yeah, and I pick Garterbelt because he's a man.
And he's a very funny man.
He makes me go hee-hee.
Yeah.
Hee-hee.
I'm with you there. But, so who's going to argue first?
I mean, I guess okay, I got to go first. Go I went first. All right, guys, let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
The end. Okay, good story. So Panty is a good character because she's funny.
She's a funnier character.
Let me rephrase that. Penny is the... I can't say that either.
It's the ideal male body.
She kicks ass. She kicks more ass.
And most importantly,
she's an angel, so she can't get any STDs.
Oh yeah, maybe? Yeah, she is an angel. That's maybe. Important.
Yeah, that's important. So she has wings somewhere. Angel? She has a cool transformation.
Pino's an angel.
Are you prequel memeing with me right now?
Yeah, the show did it.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, little Annie.
Little Annie.
Anyways. She takes names, you know. She might not have the best hygiene in her room.
Mm.
She may not treat others with respect. She works out.
Unlike Panty, I respect women.
I believe in equality.
Rights.
Anyways, she's blonde. That works too. When she transforms, she loses whatever squareness she had and becomes very silky smooth.
Yeah.
Thighs.
I wouldn't have to worry about thinking she's cheating on me because she is.
Yeah.
She is.
Without
a doubt. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, so that's that checkmate.
I want to say one thing.
I think I know what it is.
What is it then? Tell me.
That's exactly what I thought. That's the next thing you were going to say.
Nani? Panty is an okay character, I guess.
She grew and then reverted.
Yeah, she... Well, Pino, you're still not going to be her first.
Every episode's based on a fetish.
I mean, but at least I'm not her last.
You might be. You could kill her.
No.
Why would you do that?
That goes against my duties as a man.
Oh, you said duty. Anyway, Penny's an okay character, but not the best character.
Yeah.
She got square feet.
Yeah. Just like an Ichijo. They got square feet.
But this time you actually see them.
Yeah, but this time you see her toes and you're like, no thanks.
Chuck, hater of toes.
Chuck, that's my Dark Souls title.
Did you call me?
Chuck, it's hater me. Of toes. That wasn't a good joke. But
well, I was trying to think of a follow-up, and I almost had something, but I lost it. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, anyway, was it your you turn. Who sucked the toes of awakening? But then I decided not
oh
to say
God.
It.
Oh, my God. Oh. And then you said it regardless. Stop it. Go say who you talk about.
So, skinny knee socks. They're demons. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We've all played Doom.
They're red.
We love demons.
They're red, yeah. One of them's a little redder than the other, though.
Yeah, one of them blushes. Yeah,
exactly. A and lot. That's honestly just the best, you know.
I do like their hair. Their mm-hmm. hair
I do
is very
like
nice.
Their. I like that they have rules. I like that they fight by the mm-hmm. book.
Mm-hmm.
I like their transformations as well.
Yes. We only see it once.
It was nice
though,
to have recurring sadly. Antagonists instead of just a different one.
Yeah, I don't have anything bad to say about
it. I feel that the show got better with the recurring mm-hmm. antagonists. Like once they were in there, even if they weren't like the biggest impacts to the story, they were still like familiar faces and you're like, yeah, they're
most
there.
Of the episodes with but, them are better than if they hadn't had them.
Yes, absolutely. And they're good, but they also stole a boy, and I'm not
they
about
stole
that.
A boy.
They stole a they child. Took him. Well, I don't. Well, I don't know if he's a teenager at the least. That's what the wiki
Have
said.
Have a boy.
Have a boy.
But yeah,
I mean, they are demons. I mean, what do you expect? I'm going to follow the rules.
Well, they have rules.
They have their own rules. That's the
I'm going to write my own rules
they
to
don't,
say
they,
that demons can't.
Do
be
I need
bad.
To read? Do I need to read the beginning episode again, do you?
Yeah.
This is a place between heaven and earth. Or heaven and hell, sorry. But it's not earth. Something between.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pino. Very cool.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm here all week.
Scanty and knee socks are better than panty and stockings, mm-hmm. but they're still not the best.
I would really...
Because they're red, and they got
I
horns!
Would like
Dude, they
if,
got horns. Horns are pretty,
big
pretty tight.
If, here, if there was a season two... I think it would be for the best to make it primarily about Scanty and knee socks and make them the protagonists.
Looking for a panty and stocking.
And and make stocking the antagonist for that season. I think that would be a very fun way to go about it, but that's never going to happen. And no one is ever going to
hear this. Because Gainax hasn't made anything in a hot second.
It's not Gainax anymore, right?
Gainax still exists.
Yeah.
In our hearts.
I don't know if they still own the rights, but I guess they probably do.
Well, the last thing they made was in 2016, I think.
It's 2019.
I know.
We don't think about Gainax anymore.
Well, there's a movie, I think, coming out in 2023.
Whew, that's a long time.
Well, one coming out in 2020, 2023, and 2026. So, yikes, Chief. They're doing a lot of nothing. Anyway... Yeah, the real character, the real good character, well, that's Garterbelt. You know why? Because he's got an afro. He's a funnier character than we've ever had. He's the key to this all. He's immortal. He yells a lot, so we'll match in our yelling contest.
So is he an angel too?
No,
he's
immortal.
Oh,
he's just some
other. He did a shit ton of cocaine and then became immortal.
You know, it's like Keith Richards. I get it.
I don't know. He keeps too many secrets from us. That's another mark of a bad relationship. You can't trust someone who hides basically.
Sometimes you gotta deal with your own demons, man.
I mean, he's got like an entire room that we could use for the TV and the couch and the refrigerator and the other things.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah, but there's traps down there. Horizons.
Yeah.
You remove them. He put them in there.
No, I think those were there before.
No, I don't want them.
Put them on the lawn.
No, I don't want them. Put them on the lawn. Like, wait. Everyone stop.
Put them on the lawn. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Put them on the lawn.
Why?
To keep everyone else out.
Why?
I mean, they all complain about Nerd Boy. Just put traps out there.
No, Nerd Boy's a good friend.
Didn't sound that way for the first 13 episodes.
In brief, are good friends. He called him when he was having a party about his afro, and he congratulated him for having a good afro. Therefore, best friends.
Their first meeting wasn't very friendly. There was some foul play in the area.
Pina, when I first met you, didn't I call you ugly and then left? Checkmate.
I'd be hard-pressed to argue with
you. Now we're
you.
Best friends.
I am ugly.
Now we're best. Sad news. Just kidding. Pino's the most attractive character we've ever had.
It's true.
That's a false. I have a voice for radio.
You say that every episode.
You're
saying incorrect, too.
Anyway,
a race for Fadio.
Does anyone want to attack Garterbelt?
No. Garterbelt's objectively the best character.
I'm already attacking him. Why must he hide himself as Master G? Why didn't you pick Master G?
No, because who's Master G? I don't know who he is.
Sounds kind of annoying.
I don't
though.
Know who that is.
Seems like he'd complain if you use his credit card.
He sounds familiar, but I don't know.
He got arrested. He's got what? This man gets arrested.
He's
a man of the cloth.
He is the man of the cloth. He's very important. He respects God, but also says fuck God sometimes, and that's okay. Sometimes you feel bad, and you're like, you got to take it out on someone.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, he's objectively the best character. There's no
anyway.
No, I agree with the community. It's Nissan. only Nissan.
Even though we picked a different character. Anyway, if you want to tell us about us, email the funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com.
Yep.
And guess what? We got an email. Woo! We did it. So this one is from Sadie saying, "Hoy, I love your podcast. I laugh so hard, I die." And so obviously, I had to respond. I said, "I am sad to hear of your passing, but also very happy to hear that you enjoy our content. Have fun in the afterlife, Chuck."
That's where they sent him. They sent her to Dottonville.
Yeah, she's in Dottonville right now. And then she responded from Dottonville, obviously. "Oh my God, Chuck, lol, yeah, this is just an anime I hope you can do in the future. It's called The Dragon Prince. I know it sounds stupid, but
yee,
Sadie."
Dragon Prince. That sounds pretty interesting.
It's on Netflix, so check it out if you want to. I've looked into it. It's pretty interesting. And then also, in a different email, Sadie said,
"What?
We're pineapple, centipede at." The other ones I could kind of get.
I think that's referring to me. That one time I ate a pineapple ages ago.
What?
Pineapple?
On a pineapple cake.
Well, I want this is an outreach to the community now. If you think you can decipher this code, it's we're pineapple, P-O-I-N-A-P-L-E, and then pineapple - centipede, S-E-N-I-P-I, with three question marks. If you can decode that, please email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com.
Thank you very much for the email.
Yeah.
I said otaku.
We're
hieroglyphs.
Thank you for including my culture, but please, my culture is not your lunch.
Yeah, man. Sadie, thank you.
I think about tacos more than I think about otakus.
No. But, Sadie, thank you for
the email.
Thank you for emailing. It really made my day.
Guys,
it was a lot of
shout outs to Sadie.
Yeah, Sadie,
shout
thank
outs
you.
To God.
Yeah, God.
God
is our.
For being on our Patreon.
Yeah. Our minor character tier where you get a shout out from one of us, and that was Garb. So you're welcome, God.
Nice.
Yeah. Do we do any other?
Well, no.
Okay.
Because that's the
I wasn't sure.
But if Yeah, so if you want to get shout out...
I'm going to give Sadie the benefit of the doubt. She was just tired and typed...
I forgot the rules.
The rules are you should subscribe to our Patreon.
Everybody knows the rules.
Anyways, what's miscellaneous? Do we got anything to talk about that isn't talked about?
Yeah, sure. So,
if you guys have got something...
We can label this... We're starting to define what makes a garb show, right? This is probably one of the top picks.
This is my arc.
This is one of the top garb shows. I will say, other than Black Lagoon, which was heavily filled with profanities and
adult.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was too dreary.
A lot of dark and edgy and a lot of vulgarities. Usually, I'm not about that life. I'm more of a chill guy. I'm more of like. Let's pick up some balls and not try to drown in water, you know? Mm-hmm. Or pollo, you know? Pollo.
Pollo.
Thank you for getting the reference. But yeah, so I remember, like, my experience watching through this week, that first episode was such a really beautiful... It was a ginormous slap in the face. I was in awe of how much... words.
How raunchy it is.
How raunchy it was. And I was just like, oh my, this is...
Raunchy is the word of the day.
Guys, it's me from Sesame Street. Raunchy is the word. It's Oscar the Raunch.
I feel that the profanity was... the profanity was toned down a little bit as the show went on, and that's when I was... Mm-hmm. Enjoying it more. I don't have a problem with profanity and shit like that. But when it, for me, it didn't land most of the time. When it's like bam, 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 I'm like, fucking okay.
Stop.
I guess.
The only times I ever curse that much is if I'm like legitimately, like headache induced in anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd
most likely like to. I stray away from trying to speak too much like that. I'm not. Though I watch an anime about pirates, I do not speak pirate language.
Okay? No, pirates are very polite.
They are not. Everybody are nice. Knows. Everybody knows that pirates.
They don't pillage. They don't rape.
I watched. I watched Pirates of the Caribbean. Uncharted, they didn't swear once.
Uncharted 4 lied to me.
And in any
curse
of the pirates,
you, Nathan Drake.
Guys, in Pirates of the Caribbean, none of the pirates swore. So checkmate. Pirates
That's
are nice.
True. You're right. You got
Johnny
it,
Depp.
Johnny Depp didn't swear.
Very darling. Good pirate.
He's kind of Johnny Depp's kind of risky though, so don't look into that.
I mean, they got to put it in Kingdom Hearts, so, they can't really.
More
swear.
Like Kingdom
Hearts. They planned ever since the movie came out. They're like, this movie character will be in our second and third game. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we made him for. That's why I usually don't watch shows. I caught on to South Park later on.
Yeah.
I caught on to like a lot of stuff later on in my life, but at the beginning, I didn't think I was going to like this show as much as I did. Maybe it was just the shock factor. Maybe it was the WTF factor. Maybe it's because the art was funny. It was... Maybe I just was dehydrated. Who knows?
Yeah, drink some water next time.
Yeah, I don't have any water with me right now.
Here, let me pour some through the computer.
Oh, God, no. This is going to be the worst bit in the world.
Okay, ready?
This is just like when Pino kicked his computer.
Yeah, but this is not going to happen twice, is it?
You don't know. But, yeah. I don't know. Most of the profanity just landed flat for me. Like, it felt like kind of the equivalent to, I guess, Sausage Party, the animated movie from, I think, 2016, where it was being profane. It was profanity for the sake of profanity. It wasn't to further anything.
I'm a wiener.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
it was
the
like
only. Hmm? It was, the only time it really had an impact is when Garter Belt.
Well, yeah.
Cursed.
It is very much a thing where they were swearing for the sake of a cartoon swearing. That's the was what I got for the first couple.
It's very
like,
well
episodes.
Put.
You ever seen that picture of the Dover boys that are there in shock?
Yes.
That's how I felt every episode. I was like,
the Dover boys? Those goddamn
Dover boys. Curse those Dover boys.
They drive me to drink!
That's the best part.
But yeah, it's. But once they like toned it back a little bit, and you know, they still had profanity and shit in it, but I felt that
they're better about using it.
It wasn't in your face as much. Like, yeah, they swear, but like that's just part of their characters. It's not.
Yeah, that's not all I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Is that it's part of the character? What were you saying, Bono?
There's a lot more than swearing. Well, going
yeah,
on in
well,
this
yeah.
World.
There's a lot of sexual stuff too. That was. I didn't think very as bad as a lot of like the innuendo swearing things, because those were. Those like felt a lot more out of place and forced, and like you know, the sex stuff is like you know,
it's kind of expected.
I guess
because you know,
I wouldn't say it's expected. I'm just
I didn't expect. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna lie. I didn't expect it, but I did expect it at the end of the Back to the Future 3 episode. I was like, yeah, there's no way this is just gonna stay that way. I'm just and then the little shadow in the background. I'm like, oh
yeah, there's. It wasn't as intrusive, I felt like, to my experience, because it was more woven into the characters and story a little bit, as not as much as the just, you know, ha, look at me, I'm saying fiddle with testicles. Isn't that funny? Don't you guys think that's funny?
Isn't that funny?
Guys, don't you think that's funny? Isn't that so random?
Don't forget to subscribe.
Don't make sure to hit that bell. Subscribe and like.
And if you don't, I'm going to a woe.
I'm going to a woe. Please, one like equals one prayer. For one like equals one bunker panty.
Okay,
I don't have anything else to talk about.
I'm not saying.
Oh boy.
I am not saying that panty is a good example of an anime protagonist.
I would say she is.
But I'm saying that I would befriend her to a certain extent.
So you're saying that you are brief.
I am not saying that I would consent to what Brief did to my own expressions. But I will say, a given time...
That you would.
I would not.
Sure.
I am 100%...
Who's on first?
In the positives.
What's on second?
What's...
No, no,
but what's
who?
On third?
Who?
No, I don't know who's on third.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so...
We're fucking stupid.
I am not saying that whoever was second was not first. But as long as it's not third,
Pino, my fucking brain first. Isn't that smart. Don't
he just
do
half
this to
A-pressed
me.
Us? Like he just used such a big brain.
He went to another QPU, dude.
But what if I told you that the distance that Panty shoots isn't necessarily equal to the amount of men she screwed during this entire 13
guys?
Episodes.
The show is good.
Guys, this is a fun show.
It was okay.
Anything else? Any final statements?
Hey, oh, I know. Are we going to rate the show this time?
What's that?
No, well, of course. We rate every show.
Oh,
when
you're
did
right.
we start
I'm
doing
sorry.
Ratings?
It must have been a nightmare I had.
We rated the show. Remember when we had an ironic scale for the first episode?
We panty rated it. I'm going to panty rate
gonna
this
miss
as
out.
A grandma's
gonna,
panty raid out of five.
You're going to miss out on the panty raid.
How we do ratings?
You mean rating girls?
Can we reboot them?
For their underwear.
Yes.
From here on out, all my ratings are based on how much I would recommend it to someone else.
Guys,
I'm not saying my rating will be an allusion to how much I would like to befriend certain characters, but I'm saying that I would most likely
befriend
do their laundry.
Meaning something else and doing their laundry also.
No, it's a casual handshake.
Yeah, what does handshake stand
and
for?
And a casual bow. Handshake stands for "Hi, am shaking your hand."
What's that mean?
It means I'm using my limbs that I was blessed by the heavens above. I am putting it out towards another human with hands, and I am just moving
I give it
my
a 3
arms.
Point
up and down.
I'm
a 8. 3 point what? I couldn't 3. Hear.
3.8.
3.8. I guess
based on.
Any reason
just
why?
Because I'm not going to give it all the way up to a 4 because it is very vulgar and it makes it much harder to recommend to someone just in general. Whereas something like, I don't know, Midnight Abyss, I could recommend to anyone. you know. If they can handle a little bit of gore, you know.
I feel like your rating should just be rating the show because we've done that every episode.
Yeah, I mean, he is rating. That's the show, what my rating is.
I'm gonna rate your show.
It's all of good. Them.
That was okay, Pido.
All right, so who are you? I'm not saying I'm giving this a 5.
You better not.
But I'm
fucking
not
giving
saying
a 5.
I'm giving this
dumb
0 either. So again, like I mentioned before, it's most certainly not my usual cup of tea. This was more of like, is there raspberry in here? I'm not a big fan of raspberry. But when I tried this specific tea,
it was the
very
way that the raspberry mixed with the other
and then
flavors.
Well, hold on.
Shut
I
up.
Threw
it's
out
his
the
analogy.
Raspberry tea and then picked up ginger tea, just straight up ginger tea. And I was like, oh, I'm not feeling this one either. Take a little sip, and then I ended up enjoying it a little more than I expected.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He's drinking tea.
So I actually give this show about the same rating, a 3.8. Yeah, I'll give it a 3.8 as well.
So the same rating.
No, it's just
not
no,
about the same
no,
rating. It's
no. But there's a plus sign on the
okay, 38
before
plus.
The 3.
No,
so
no,
you know
start.
Like giving it an A plus, you know.
At the start, so you're just adding.
Yeah, but it's just a plus.
You know, when there's a plus, it's always a little better than just the regular. I mean, like, an A plus is better than
A. So it's a high 38, or 3.8.
Yeah.
It's a high 3.8.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a 38 out of 500.
I give it that. You know, I give it that, again, a lot of vulgarity, a lot of raunchiness. Again, not my cup of tea, but for some reason it meshed pretty well. Characters are very designed very nicely. A lot of the episodes make me giggle. A lot of references for all you, all
lots
you,
of pop culture,
all you achievement hunters out
achievement
there.
Achievement hunter. Wow, man.
Hey guys, it's me.
Do you think we could get on Rooster Teeth?
Honestly, that's out of everything that we've said before about trying to get on. That might be the most plausible out of everything.
That's kind of true, yeah.
But that's still not plausible.
Yeah, I would say continue, but you guys don't watch continue.
No, I've watched one episode.
I haven't seen a whole lot, but I have enjoyed what I've seen.
I have
continue is just
good boys.
Is where I get a lot of my they make me laugh.
See, I like my Vincent Van Saucent. He's my primary background noise guy.
Whomstadoo.
Ironically, I watch a lot of Achievement Hunters. So. Hey, gamers. We game? Anyway, I'm going to give this... Okay, don't say that. I'm going to rank this one a 2.9.
You're rating this the same amount as the One Piece.
Yeah, better than Golden Time though. So
well,
what'd you give Golden Time again? I forgot.
2.8. But I feel that this show, beyond probably, like I said before, the last third of the show is great. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that more than the other, but. I can't excuse the first two thirds, and there was voice acting was good, music was good, but the animation is a huge stickler for me. I feel that if there's just a little bit more push towards it, I feel it could be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
It would, and if there was a bit more focus on those first couple episodes and they weren't as episodic,
mm-hmm.
like I don't have anything wrong with episodic shows. Like, Monster of the Week stuff is great.
But
I love that stuff. You need to have...
Well, I think it's the last third was so much better that clearly they do that more effectively.
Yeah. Yeah. Gainax, especially, as a show, as a company, does a lot better when you have an overarching story. Yeah. I know that...
The hell is an what the hell is an enemy of the week?
Well, the thing, Stand of the Week. Have you ever read JoJo Part 3? That shit's
I watch One Piece. We have the enemy of the years.
Yeah, exactly. Enemy of the arc, which is 3 years in time. But I just think that there's a lot to be improved, but there are still some standout parts about it, and it was especially unique. And that was a thing that I did actually enjoy, because it is so different, per se, because it's...
Yeah, they do some creative stuff.
Yeah, especially with the changing styles, I really amend them for that, because I love that sort of stuff, especially with things like Chowder. They did a lot of that when they were airing that show. on Cartoon Network, and I
mean, they did take the moon.
And they took the sun.
Yeah.
It was, I just enjoy that a lot more, and I feel that it had a lot of potential, but it didn't live up to some of that.
Yeah. I agree.
So that's just how it'd be.
Well, guys, do we have anything else?
I have the episode who we're watching next week.
What are we watching next week?
We are actually watching Yuru Camp, which is...
Oh, but I'm going camping next week.
Well, guess what? You better watch it there, because Yuru Camp's all about anime girls going camping and doing their best, which obviously...
That was a bit.
Is it? Hey,
Pino. I don't go camping. I'm Hispanic.
Pino, I don't have situational awareness.
Guys, did we bring bug spray?
No. Fuck. Bugs don't bite me.
What?
Yeah, but Bugs Bunny
do you
does.
Just only eat garlic?
I only that's, eat that, everything that's vampires. But garlic.
Wait, what? What did you say?
How about you?
Wario Cloud Forts McGarlic.
Anyway.
You mean King of Second Banana?
So, that was the episode. We're watching Eurocamp next episode, and I would actually recommend you to watch it. It's only 12 episodes. Came out last year. Very excited to watch it. It's the polar opposite of Panty and Stuff. So if you didn't like that, watch that instead. You're going to get fucking whiplash.
I can't mood anybody. I mean, what?
Anyway, outro us.
So, I have finally left the bathroom. Chuck is allowed in.
Congrats.
Now. He's...
Yes!
We've swapped places a while ago, but... We weren't very vocal about it. You can hear what Chuck's up to. Chuck, care to say something funny?
He's just ripping open a bag of chips.
Dude, I gotta eat. I love the salty stuff.
And then there's Pino, who's outside the door, continuing his conversation with Chuck.
Thank God. I don't think there's chips in there, Chuck boy.
Pino, that static through the door is really messing up your frequency when I'm talking
to you. How about this? Is this better, my friend?
Yeah, it's a little bit better. I think that worked.
Guys, please.
What are you doing? You just what'd you do? You just left the bathroom? Is that it?
Yeah, I left so that I could outro.
So you could write your wrongs.
So I could outro. I didn't wrong any wrongs to write them.
You I'm gonna write you in my death note.
Guys, please. Patreon.
Guys, please, Patreon. Very, very good. That's the type of guerrilla marketing that I like to
hear. I'm a very good salesman, as you can tell. Definitely no irony in there.
Dude, you got to get your iron, or else you'll have an iron deficiency.
If you do enjoy this, then I actually would recommend following us on social media, like Twitter, because we post little funny ha-has and so on, and we'll be eager to interact. If you so choose.
And also...
There's the email.
Also, on the Patreon, you'll actually get, if you are on our top tier, our $10 a month tier, you actually get the podcast before anyone else. Whenever it's done, you get it immediately. Yep. So if you like hearing our voices and you can't get enough, I don't know why you would. But if you want to hear us early.
We may be able to do special content for it. I don't know.
Maybe. But there's a chance.
It depends. We're gauging interest here. So
we're gamers.
Please send us an email. FunkyAnimePodcast@gmail.com.
Please, I'm lonely.
Guys,
shout-outs
to God.
For listening. Shout-outs to God. He's a man.
He's a boy.
And
stay fapping, guys.
Boy. Anyway. Yeah, stay fapping and make sure to call your mom. Yeah. She misses you.
She loves you.
She does. Make sure to tell her that...
And I love Pino.
I think Pino died.
He's gone. I'll miss him.
I'll miss him, Pino. Too. He probably kicked his computer again.
Thought I'd let you get the chance.
The Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pindoplane. You can find Upchucked as Upchucked on YouTube or Upchucked Gaming on Twitter. You can find Garbalax with Garbalax on Twitch, or you can find him Garbalax on Twitter. You can find Pindoplane on Twitter, Pindoplane 2, and you can find the Funky Anime Podcast itself on Twitter at 3WeeBros. And you can find us on YouTube, Three Wee Bros, or just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You'll find us anywhere. It is edited and produced by Garblax and Upchuck. Moral support by Pindo Plan. And I want to just thank you all for listening. You can rate us on iTunes. Anything like that is wonderful. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.